Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
And now, a star is born. On February 21st, 1979, the world welcomed little baby Jennifer Love Hewitt. After the actress was born, the doctor remarked,
"Hey, Mom, I know what you did last summer." Huh?
Jennifer Love Hewitt, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
5 o'clock.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. A new election ordered in an undecided North Carolina congressional race.
The decision came after Republican Mark Harris abruptly called for a new election.
It's become clear to me that the public's confidence in the 9th District seat general election has been undermined to an extent that a new election is warranted.
Harris held a several hundred vote lead over Democrat Dan McCready, but the state refused to certify the result because of ballot irregularities and concerns raised about a Republican operative.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. A gag order issued against Roger Stone in his criminal case after the longtime advisor to President Trump posted a photo of the judge with what appeared to be the crosshairs of a gun. Peter Tork of the 60s pop group The Monkees has died. Tork had been battling a rare form of tongue cancer. He was 77. This is Fox News.
It's allergy season, and you need something stronger than the over-the-counter meds. Well, now there's Sudactive Benazicanahistazyrtec Clariflone Dimetapaphene. Sudactive Benazicanahistazyrtec Clariflone Dimetapaphene helps you control all of your allergy symptoms. Sudactive Benazicanahistazyrtec Clariflone Dimetapaphene not only relieves your runny nose, sneezing, and itchy and watery eyes, it can also be used as an oven cleaner. Warning, taking Sudactive Benazicanahistazyrtec Clariflone Dimetapaphene may cause
drowsiness.
Ask for it by name. Listen!
It is just past 5 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. The much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams. We were just outside watching the Starlings making their pilgrimage to Marshall's Field on the opposite side of 85.
Yep.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you said that used to be a place where Utes might go to romp or park. Or
oh, yeah. There's, yeah, we used to ride motorcycles out there, you know, a bunch of hills and stuff, take four-wheel drive vehicles out there. And a friend of mine, Chris, knew Mr. Marshall. He gave us permission to go out there. But then people started dumping stuff, and he had to, for liability, I guess he closed it. Yeah.
And I guess that's still in the family. That's why that's never been developed?
Correct. Yeah, and there's a pond over there. It's just really pretty. Used to be.
Yeah, I'd be very curious. I would have no idea how to find my way there, though. You know?
you go through the neighborhood down here off of Perry Hill.
We had a place like that well south of Chicago that was legendary called Bachelor's Grove.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And Bachelor's Grove was, at one time, a 19th century cemetery.
Oh, wow.
And if you were feeling really adventurous, you'd go out there at night to see if you could see a floating
apparition.
Mm-hmm. But dumbass here, I'd just gotten my Trans Am, right?
Trans Am?
It was a 75 Trans Am, brand new.
Look at you.
What?
Just look at you.
I had the big Firebird on the hood.
Like, I'm not seeing you in this moment, though that's fine enough.
Burt Reynolds.
But just, I'm seeing that 1975 you.
With the spitting up bird on the hood?
Well, you know, I named my daughter Janelle because my best friend Guy Barcelona married a girl named Janelle who was just gorgeous. And I told her, I said, if I ever have a girl, her name's going to be Janelle.
There you go.
Nice.
Kept my promise. So me and Goya and Guy and Janelle decided to go out to Bachelor's Grove for some ghost adventure. Well, what happened was the Trans Am, it had rained.
Uh-oh.
And
rear-wheel drive, lots of horsepower.
That's uh-huh. Trouble. Okay, well, here's the genius part, okay? So we're stuck.
Yeah.
And I'm rocking it back and forth, and the car, too, and I can't get the thing to dislodge from the mud.
Right.
So I told Goya, you get behind the wheel, and when we tell you, Guy and I are going to push from behind, and we'll get this thing out.
You give it the gas, baby.
So he and I get up against the back fender of the car. We're ready to push. I signal Goya, hit it. Mm-hmm. The wheels start spinning mud into our pants. And we had gone somewhere nice for dinner. So we had nice clothes on. I took those pants to the cleaner, and they said, I don't know how you got the mud, but it's so embedded in the fabric, I can't get it out.
Wow.
And at that time, a $40 pair of pants was a terrible thing to lose, kind of like a mine was in those days.
Yeah. Some lame ass story. And about his Trans Am getting stuck in the mud.
Trans Am, was it automatic?
And by the way, we didn't see any ghosts either, but we did see a couple of old headstones that were still out there. It was an abandoned cemetery, basically.
Yeah, I like those.
So
it's illegal to be in them at night, but they're kind of cool.
We have a couple. Well, there was, we didn't have to sneak in. It was right next to this road.
That's cool.
That was the last time we went to Bachelor's Grove, too. At 508. It's not far from the cemetery where I used to take dates because they had to meet my great-grandparents before the relationship could continue. So I'm taking them out, and we're getting further away from the city, and the roads are getting dark. And then we're on these two-lane roads, and I pulled into, I think it's Rose Hill Cemetery. At that time, it didn't have a name on it, though. All of a sudden, you're in the pitch of dark. Driving down a gravel road between headstones, and I said, that's them there. Some thought it was funny, and some never.
It's
508. Check my temperature.
As we roll into the 5 o'clock portion of our rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic taking a look around the boulevard, and it's not too bad. We see a little jam up between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway, also around I-85, but nothing else to slow you down there. On the interstates, everything's moving great on I-65. Now, I-85 has a couple of hang-ups. We see one around Ann Street to Perry Hill Road on the northbound side, and on the southbound side, as you head towards the interchange, you're going to see a lot of traffic there. If you're headed into Wetumpka, there's a little slowdown at the Redland Road traffic light, and as you approach the casinos, if you're going into Prattville, it's a smooth ride on 65 and on 31. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms continues well into the nighttime hours tonight. It should be very mild with a low temperature down to around 63, 64 overnight. Then for tomorrow, high temperature near 80. Again, a risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday. Saturday's high temperature in the lower 80s. Much of the day will be dry, but there will be a chance of some severe weather perhaps with showers and thunderstorms Saturday evening and Saturday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of that. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
I want to tell you, I was attacked by two men. One of them I did not know. The other was Elizabeth Warren. One of them had a rope, and attached was a bar of soap. One of them poured something on my head. I think it was hazelnut. And that is not the way you get rid of me. Howard Schultz.
This has been Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
512 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I need to get something kind of straight here with Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. The story really wasn't that lame, Brant. It was just something we sort of wandered into at the top of the hour, you know.
It wasn't lame. It was good.
Yeah, I was very curious about it. As soon as Joey said that to me, I was like, oh boy, I got to hear this one.
Did you catch it while you were on?
Well, I didn't. I'm actually, the reason is I'm out here at an event center. I'm doing a keynote speech here in like 30 minutes or so.
Wow.
And so I was just, so I stepped away so I could call in, but I definitely want to hear it. You know, I love your story. I just do, man. I really do.
I appreciate that. The story we need from you today, it wasn't a bad day. It wasn't like, you know, major correction or anything like that. Market was a little off. What were the driving forces today?
Yeah, so it's real interesting what's going on now. You know, we've talked about this sort of global slowdown and some of the concerns that we all know about around the globe and sort of the impact that that's had on U.S. corporations. And it is beginning. We started seeing early signs. I guess we could rewind back to the middle of December when great companies like Apple were beginning to pre-announce earnings to the downside. And these were early indicators, okay, you know, things are a little soft, particularly overseas, and that's beginning to impact, you know, our economy. So some of this data that's coming in now has been somewhat weak, and it is. And it's all starting to get confirmed with a number of other data points. Mm-hmm. So they're all starting to line up now, and we don't really see anything sticking out like a sore thumb that would be a you know, some sort of an anomaly. We're beginning to see a trend and a pattern, and this matches up well, I think, with why the Fed is really, you know, put things on pause. As a matter of fact, most of the indicators now are not, will the Fed raise interest rates again this year? Most of those have begun to flip to the next move by the Fed is going to be a rate cut. That's how quickly things are changing in terms of the data we're starting to see come in. Now, interestingly about this, though, when you start to see this, you would expect that there would be a bigger market sell-off or some sort of grave concerns out there that would lead to tremendous market volatility, but we're not getting that.
Mm-hmm.
The market's holding up fairly well, and I think that's because we're very, very close to getting a trade deal done. Today, it was announced that President Trump and his team have entered into preliminary agreements with the Chinese, and they're sort of fleshing out an outline. And I believe that in that outline, there are about six memorandums of understanding, what we call MOUs. In other words, sort of frame up what this overall agreement will be. No one knows exactly what it's going to say or what they've agreed upon, but the fact that we're even seeing a headline like that is very encouraging. And I think that's why the market's holding up. The other thing is, if the Fed is forced to have to start to loosen money supply and their next move is monetary stimulus, that would be very positive for assets like financial instruments, stocks, bonds, real estate. And remember, you know, markets are great discounters of information. They saw, or the market knew about this data 2-3 months ago when we were experiencing the volatility. And now the markets have gone up in the face of it. And it's because they're starting to discount the fact that we may get a looser Fed. We're going to get better results, some clarity on this trade thing. So these are all positive things. Anyway, I just think that we've got a little bit of a bumpy road to go, but all in all, I think these are favorable in terms of the overall backdrop because the U.S. is still hanging in there, you know, while the rest of the world has clearly has fairly significant problems.
I would love to see this president achieve a deal with China. That would be incredible.
It would really be incredible because think about this. I mean, here he is, you know, he's going to spend all of 2019 sort of tying up and putting a bow on a lot of the deals he's been working on, regulatory reform, trade reform. He's already done the USMCA, very close to a deal with China, close to buttoning up a deal with the Koreans. You know, if he can have all of that sort of, you know, behind him and can check those boxes going into 2020, and the economy is relatively strong, it's going to be very difficult to defeat him. You know,
not
I really do.
Now with the kind of lunatics that have been, you know, raising their campaign flags so far. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, I started wondering about this yesterday. It hit me. It was like an epiphany. And I thought, how do the Democrats make themselves look better? They allow left-wing crazy people to come out and take center stage, and it makes the moderate Democrat look like a normal, logical person.
That's a good idea.
You know,
does that make sense?
I used to get very annoyed with the liberal meanderings of Howard Schultz from Starbucks because they have been such a politically correct and reactionary company to enforcing their own policies, like not letting people loiter in one of their restaurants and so forth. But now he's come out, and he clearly is pretty much a moderate because he's looking at occasional cortex and burning and say, no, this is not going to work. This is not going to be good. This is going to make things bad for a lot of people because what they fail to understand is that the net result of socialism is to drag everybody down to the same level, and it's not good. Meanwhile, the 2%, the socialist, is enjoying a nice life. Everybody else underwrites it. That's what's going on in Venezuela. They're tired of it there. Yet, for some reason, the socialists here, well, Venezuela, that's not comparable. It isn't? How? It was the official economic policy of the Nazi Party. And those at the upper end of the Nazi Party lived very nicely while everybody else suffered and sacrificed. And go on and on. And yet, they're the ones that turn around and call conservatives Nazis. It just makes no sense. It's insane. So it's,
yeah.
I was kind of glad, though, to see Schultz have the guts to stand up and say, wait a minute, no, with these, but then they come back at him, well, you're a billionaire, what do you know?
Yeah, well, it clearly, these people, these radicals are making people like Schultz and others look brilliant and look like a safe, you know, a safe play or a safe bet. And so there is something to that, and it'll be interesting to watch and see how.
By the way, did you see the photo of the Times Square billboard that was erected? Well, they didn't actually put it up, but they bought the space that thanked Alexandria Ocasio. It says, "Thanks for nothing. 25,000 jobs lost. $4 billion in revenue, etc. Thanks for nothing." The lady's been in office for less than 2 months, and she's already cost her district $25,000 jobs and billions of dollars because she has no concept of, you know, and I don't know what they're going to do with her. I wonder if somebody's had a talk with that nut.
That's pointless.
It probably is a waste of time because
she can't intake it.
Can't get them off the dime.
Nope.
Well, friends, this is why we love talking to Brandt every day. We not only get the story on what's happening with our money, but the machinations behind it. And we urge you to become managerial with your money. Sit down, talk to Brandt, meet the incredible team of people in McDonald & Hagan Wealth Management, and get a plan going. It's exciting because it doesn't mean you have to take a significant chunk of your income to accomplish something great down the road. Just give it time. And with that discipline, you get the good feeling that you have finally established a path for yourself so that your future has some protection, the nest egg, whatever you choose to call it. 387-0094 is the number to call to make the appointment to meet Brandt. And like I said, it is really an incredible team of people he's got at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. 387-0094. I hope your speech goes very well. I'm sure it will. I've heard you speak. You're a great speaker with a group, so they've got a lot to look forward to.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'm excited about it. I think we got a great crowd here. It's a statewide association, a lot of business owners, and they're chomping at the bit to try to hear about the things that we talk about all the time. So hopefully we can deliver.
Well, our audience appreciates having access to it. Absolutely free on the radio weekday afternoons around 5:10. Brandt, have a great rest of the day.
You too, buddy. Take care, guys.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, we are at 5:23. We redeemed the winning word. We'll have another one tomorrow morning between 6 and 9. Do you know what was just delivered to me?
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Do you know who dropped this off? Somebody brought me a scale and a blood pressure kit.
Oh, wow.
So I can sit here and take my temperature and blood pressure all afternoon.
Just get you a nurse. Well, bring her up here.
Hey, there you go.
We need a volunteer for that. Ooh. I don't think that's covered under our company medical plan.
Probably not.
I want to see how this works. You want to help me with the... see, it's got batteries. And a cuff. I guess... Oops. I guess this is the part you wrap around your arm. Will you do that for me?
I would like to...
Wrap the cuff around your arm?
Speaking of cuffs, Jesse Smollett...
Great segue.
Jesse Smollett had $100,000 bail today, but of course he only had to pay 10% of that. This little pissant, whiny bastard that was making $1 million a year. An actor most of us never even heard of.
Yeah.
Because Empire is not exactly what you call a high-rated show on TV.
Not mainstream, is it?
So... that's why he had to, because he was unhappy with his salary. So oppressed in the United States, where acting makes you a seven-figure income, but that wasn't good enough. He had to, you know. Now, I think, what do they pay in jail these days? About 17 cents an hour for
something
prison
like
labor?
That. Yeah. So you can buy him some smokes when the time comes.
You won't have to worry about somebody doing your taxes, Jesse.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
As we head on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has a couple of accidents for you. We have one on Ann Street in front of Lee High School. We also have a minor crash on Taylor Road southbound right before Vaughn Road. And we have one at Taylor Road and I-85 South. So be careful if you're on Taylor Road. That looks like a place to avoid for a little while. The interstates are running along just fine. Don't see any problems on I-65. I-85 is crowding up around the I-65 interchange, so be careful in that vicinity. If you're headed up towards Prattville or Wetumpka, just take it easy. Not many delays, just a little slowdown every now and then. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Copps Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Mike Rogers is a rare builder who survived 2008. Many didn't. And is using his skills to redevelop blighted neighborhoods. Learn more on the next What's Working with Cam Marston. Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So, Brian, if you get on my Facebook, can you tell that I have read some of my stuff, or can you get on there and let me know how many friends I got on there by now? Because I should have at least 20, I think. Aunt Susan only has 50. I'm getting pretty close to her, and I've only been on there for like a week. If you're on your Facebook right now, could you get on mine and let me know how many friends I got on there, if I got anybody to write to or whatever business I got to do? Okay, thank you. Bye.
Brian? Like I said, nothing's working on my Facebook. You know, it just keeps twirling around. It says retrieving your account. Keeps going, retrieving your account, twirling around and around, and nothing happens. Can't do nothing, not even YouTube. I can, for some reason, I can get to my email, but I don't even know how to do email, to send somebody an email. I don't even have, you know, all that stuff to do that with. So you'll have to teach me how to do that. So, okay, right. Talk to you later. Have a nice Saturday.
Brian, could you call me back and tell me what my, what is it? My password is? I forgot. I thought it was, but he can't seem to find it. Right? I can't get into my Facebook or my YouTube. Please help me out now. Don't wait me, make me wait for 10 hours because I have to go to George's birthday party at 4. Okay. Hurry up and call me back. Bye. Why? Melissa and Bethany and
Aunt Susan
said they all like my status. What is that? They commented on my status. Is that the same thing as that thing that you made up for me, or what? Because I don't quite get it. Just let me know when you have enough time, because I'm going up to Cameron Park to go to the Walmart. I have to check on something, so I have my phone on, okay? I can't figure that out, what they're commenting on. I wish they would have said something.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those likes. I like. I like. Right. I don't know what they like. What did they like? Okay, bye.
Boy, did we hit the jackpot today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at you.
He's beaming.
Somebody dropped off a blood pressure unit, the scale. I'll take that home.
Okay.
But I set this, do you believe this, and I assembled this by myself, did I not?
I'm proud of you,
sir. It was impressive,
I put the batteries in.
I didn't see you look at the destructions, not once.
And I put the cuff on my upper arm, and my cuffs first blood pressure was 124/73, and my pulse was 73. Want to do it again?
Yeah, sure. Heck yeah.
It'd be fun to put one of these on just throughout a whole show, and then whenever I have a meltdown or something pisses me off, then see, you know,
spike.
What it does. So you press the button.
Go for it, Slats.
Should I take my temperature, too?
Right. It'll get all sorts of beeps and zoinks going.
Mm.
See how healthy Greg is.
Yeah.
I mean, he continues to exceed our expectations.
Every day.
It's been an incredible show. And he's exceeding his own expectations.
How many times did he take his temperature today, Joey? Did you take him?
No, I don't have that many fingers and toes.
Me either. It's quite a few, though.
It's impressive.
It is impressive.
Listen to that. He is a man of the 21st century right
Absolutely.
There. Like mobile medical devices.
Mm-hmm.
Sucking on his thermometer.
He's cuffed as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Error.
Uh-oh.
by the way, Joey.
Yeah.
Just in case this thing ever makes a continuous flatline type noise.
Right, okay.
Paddles clear. Pop. We're temperature ready, is 97.7.
It's about going right.
Okay. Anybody else want their blood pressure taken?
No, not me. Thank you.
It's absolutely free. You don't need Obamacare or nothing to get this.
No, I don't have
that. That is so cool. I've never had my own personal blood pressure thing.
Now you do.
And they brought a scale.
Yeah, you want to hop on that scale there for us, Captain?
Not particularly. I've got car keys, a heavy wallet. These sweatpants weigh a ton.
Yeah, at least 30 pounds.
You know. And then you have to make adjustments, you know, for the weight of your...
Join.
5:32 is the time.
When you keep all that in your pouch?
Where
Skippy,
were we?
The bush kangaroo.
Bryce Harper didn't sign with anybody yet.
Yeah, he needs to hold out.
Been waiting for him to sign for 4.5 months
yeah,
already.
Yeah, but the longer he waits, the more leverage he has.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, somebody's going to bite.
Couple of stories.
All about patience.
I'm not a doctor. I don't need patience.
Couple of stories today that bothered me a little bit. Daniel Radcliffe, obviously famous from the Harry Potter movies, says he became an alcoholic because his Harry Potter fame made him paranoid. That's
excuses,
BS.
Excuses, excuses, excuses.
No.
You became alcoholic because you enjoyed the buzz you get from drinking alcohol.
Do you know how many times people handed me that excuse when...
I can only imagine.
They, well, we understand because of the pressure. And I'm bobbing my head up and down saying, okay, I'll take that excuse if you're going to give it to me. But inside I'm laughing my ass off saying, pressure? I come in here and I play songs and goof around with my buddies for 4 hours a day and get paid rather well for it. Excuse me, what pressure is that?
Exactly. It's a hell of a gig if you can get it.
Mm, that's so silly. So what this sounds to me is, here's my excuse.
Mm-hmm.
He says he stopped drinking in August of 2010 before the 7th movie came out.
There's been 7 of them?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of them. So.
Neither have I.
I don't care to.
What's weird is... the first one came out when Janelle, you know, we used to go to the movies whenever something cool and new was out, like Mighty Joe Young or some of those. And we saw that. I said, would you like to see that? That looks interesting. She said, no. And then later she got into Harry Potter.
Wow.
So anyway, don't believe that. That's total crap.
It is.
Let's see, what else do we have today? Because stuff comes in the morning that I set aside for the afternoon show.
That's cool.
Do we care about the Oscars enough to...
I don't care!
Okay, this one I can just toss right out. I find it very interesting. There's a story today about former President Obama...
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
...calling out rappers for their lyrics about money and women.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did we see stories about gala White House parties with J.B., or J.D. and Beyond once, and all them. And I looked at his lyrics. What's the guy?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, that's the one.
Hypocrite.
Wrong consonant.
Hypocrite.
Excuse me.
Hypocrite.
And I looked at the lyrics on some of his stuff, and I'm thinking, how come nobody's asking Obama why it's okay to embrace... this is not culture. This is misogyny at the... streetiest level possible. Why is this okay? But
he gets a pass.
I looked at Larry. This is and this is supposed to what inspire youth to work their way out of the ghetto when they're glorifying the whole. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Bitches and hoes, every other word, and.
Yep, MF this, MF that, kill the cops. Yeah,
it's I just don't understand that.
I don't either.
And then, of course, it emerged that some were smoking dope in the White House and taking pictures of themselves in the White House so they could say, hey, look at me, I rolled a doobie in the White House.
Yeehaw.
That sounds like something that Matt Foley would be proud of.
Yeah.
You'll be smoking doobies in the White House.
But you're not going to amount to jack squat.
Got it. 5:36 on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you are interested in a LASIK procedure, The people to see here in town, Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. When I say legacy practice, we're talking about a group that goes all the way back to 1945 in its earliest days. I find that remarkable. And in that time, of course, they've perfected the art of customer relations. So when they make an appointment for you, you can count on being seen at the time they tell you to come in. Finding out whether you're a candidate for LASIK doesn't cost you a penny. Just make the appointment at 271-3804. They'll take you into a room, and they bring in this amazing, very impressive piece of technology, and they look in, and they determine what the vision issue is and whether or not LASIK can fix it. Cool. Only takes but a few minutes. There's no pain or discomfort involved. Unfortunately, when the jury came back on mine, I'm not a candidate for LASIK, which really was a letdown.
Yeah.
But boy, if you could get rid of glasses and contacts and open your eyes and see with HD vision like you used to in the prime of your youth when you
Why
took it for granted.
Why would you not?
Man. So call them, 271-3804. There's no obligation in finding out whether or not you're a candidate for LASIK. And they do have financing terms through Care Credit for qualified customers. But the cost of LASIK has come down as the quality of the procedure and outcomes has gone up. Go to onlinemep.com if you'd like to take a quick virtual look at how all of that works. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon, get Rich's forecast, then we'll come back to Chad.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic in the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and boy, we have a problem at I-65 and I-85. If you're coming up 65 north and merging onto 85 north, you have a problem right there. There's a couple of mobile homes, and one of them has had a mechanical issue, and they are parked on the left-hand side of I-85 right as you merge in from I-65. The police are on scene, so be careful in that area. That's going to slow you down. We also have a slowdown along the Forest Avenue and Street area, so watch out for that on 85. On I-65, everything's running really smooth. We don't see any problems even around 143 or in the Prattville area, so it's a smooth ride home to Prattville. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, it's really crowded around the Ann Street area and down around Eastdale Mall all the way to Taylor Road, then up Taylor Road. Of course, we have two accidents up on Taylor Road, so be careful there. One is right in front of East Chase. The other one is near to Vaughn Road. Let's be careful this afternoon. Watch out for the other guy and get home safely. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go. That means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms continues well into the nighttime hours tonight. It should be very mild with a low temperature down to around 63, 64 overnight. Then for tomorrow, high temperature near 80. Again, a risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday. Saturday's high temperature in the lower 80s. Much of the day will be dry, but there will be a chance of some severe weather perhaps with showers and thunderstorms Saturday evening and Saturday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of that. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
We were going to go to Chad because I wanted to, just, you'll be all glad to know, very relieved, that Jussie Smollett, after posting $100,000 bail for his felony false report, is now back on the set at Empire, making his $1 million Saturday salary while wearing an F. Donald T-shirt.
Yeah. What a POS.
I can't, really. Really, is there anybody who's macerating their own strawberries at a faster pace than this guy? It's unbelievable. So, Chad, if you're a listener, maybe he had a call. Maybe Jussie called him. He does do criminal defense.
There you go, man.
Get a good guy like Chad on your team. Even though you're a snaky snake, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yes.
All right, let's get your local news at 5:41.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. U.S. Representative Bradley Byrne of Mobile has announced he will run for Senate in 2020. If he wins the Republican nomination, he hopes to unseat Democrat Doug Jones. Now, Jones replaced Jeff Sessions, who resigned as U.S. Attorney General at President Trump's request in November. 25-year-old Marcus McNeil has tossed his hat into the ring for the August election for Montgomery mayor. McNeil has never held office but operates a consulting and advertising business. A woman is accused of breaking into homes of people who are attending relatives' funerals. Police in the North Alabama town of Priceville say they've arrested 43-year-old Jennifer Lynn Azizian on burglary charges. Police say she would break into the homes of dead people's families during the funeral process. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
You know that whole story. Thank you, Jeff, by the way. With Doug Jones, just hearing the words Doug Jones replacing Jeff Sessions.
Yeah.
Now, if Jeff Sessions, because of he was compromised in whatever fashion mm-hmm. by the Russian thing, doesn't take the job, he's still the senator, and we don't have that fat douchebag
mm-hmm.
In office.
Yeah.
And I hope Bradley Byrne wipes the floor with the guy. I was impressed by what I heard on the Dan Moore show today. It was a good get for you guys.
Indeed.
I'm trying to get Bryce Harper to join us, talk about his free agency.
Yeah, well, maybe we can give him some help in terms of his negotiating strategy.
Want to take my blood pressure?
No.
Thermometer?
No.
Do you know what the difference between a...
Uh-oh.
I can't do that joke. No. No. Not even 84 would be okay with that.
Speaks volumes, sir.
Yeah.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max, smart money, made simple, insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Dave, what's wrong?
Oh, I'm having trouble with my iPhone again.
Ask Siri to help.
Well, that's the trouble. I downloaded the Siri update, and now I get this.
What do you want?
What happened to Siri?
She changed her name. She's now called Surly. Surly, can you call my house?
Stop bothering me. My show is on.
Surly, please call my house?
Dave, please die.
See, that's what I get. And I can't figure out how to change it back.
Here, let me try. Surly, look up change iPhone settings.
Four brains. Give the phone back to Dave.
Well, that didn't go very well. Yeah, looks like I'm going to be here for a while. Surly, please call my wife.
What shall I call her? Slut. Tramp. Hooker. Skank. Snake. Skis. Skankadactyl. Venus guy trap.
Yeah, regular I'm just going to use the phone in that gas station over there.
The iPhone, helping you stay connected in a digital world.
It is 5:47. I want to thank you guys for helping me slug through this afternoon when
it
I came
tough,
in
sir.
Weak. And
it's very tough, sir.
So for the I just got a note pointing out, see if that's the legal evil.
Local heart throb.
In this world of oppression, Colin Kaepernick gets $80 million from the NFL for what?
Okay.
Because he's a mediocre quarterback that nobody wanted to hire and deal with the circus
they
around his.
They paid him $80 million.
He's getting $80 million, he and another guy.
What happened to...
So he's oppressed, and so is Jussie Smollett with his million-dollar empire salary. Tell me more. I want to be oppressed, too. I want to be oppressed, too. By the way, Attorney General William Barr is preparing to announce the end of the Russia probe. What do we know? It's been a fishing expedition for basically nothing.
A lot of money wasted.
Yeah. It's just... And from the deep state, what was that?
Nothing.
Yes, it was. What was it? Nobody calls. What was it?
Is Rosie going to be here tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
Somebody trying to use us as a drop-off point for something to get to her.
Oh, that's okay. We'll get it to her. Maybe there's more to this story that I'm realizing. Why don't we get 84 in? Because I wanted to touch on this story that's on Drudge. We talked about it a little bit earlier. And it's this thing about feminists want sex robots banned.
Mm-hmm.
And my position, it has nothing to do with the robots. I really don't care how people get their jollies as long as they're not hurting anybody. So what? But I don't know a single woman of strength who needs to have a feminist represent her. That's the joke about it. Who are the feminists representing? Because the women I know, Dana and Jacqueline come to mind. Mm-hmm. They don't need somebody to stand in front of them and say, we're empowered. They kind of communicate that in the way they comport themselves. And I think of the women we're married to, they're not oppressed, they're not...
It absolutely infuriates Lauren when she hears something like that. Wena gets so mad, she's like, you're not speaking for me. I can speak for myself, and I can back that up. She can speak for herself. She does not need someone take it up for her.
I think the feminists are obsolete, and I hate the fact that every time they open their mouth about something, they're all supposed to, you know... What? I mean, the barefoot and pregnant days, barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, all that's over for the most part. Anybody that's doing that is doing it because they choose to do it. And some women, what's wrong with that? If that's what they want to do.
Well, you know, we catch a lot of grief, Greg, because my wife is a stay-at-home mother. She's raising our children, and we also homeschool. We're weirdos that homeschool our children. And she will flat out tell, somebody will say, oh, you don't work. You're so lucky. You don't have to work. Oh, and she gets the little twitch in her eye. And she says, I'm raising the next generation of leaders of this country. What exactly do you do for a living?
Mm-hmm. This is what the
Amen.
this is what the feminists of the 70s destroyed a generation. And I knew many of them in Miami who were in the radio business who hit their earlier mid-40s and decided they wanted to have a baby. And they were going to fertility clinics and sperm banks because they didn't have a guy, but they did want to have the baby. They didn't just want to take any guy to be a father. And how sad that they were convinced that their career was more important than being a mother. Because they, in the 70s, I was around, you were around too. They made motherhood seem like a crap, like working in a convenience store.
It was a scarlet letter.
Yeah.
And it's so sad because there is no occupation more important in this world than being a mother to someone.
What the Bible says.
That's what our friend from Mercy House was telling us this week. You know, it's, you know, they're dealing with kids that don't have somebody at home to mentor or counsel them who want it. It's crazy. Anyway, now they're all bent out of shape. I'll tell you what, if I had to choose between a robot and a feminist, I'd take the robot. Just being honest. You know, I mentioned our friends Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. They'll be our guests in studio Wednesday next week.
Nice.
Always look forward to that. Because they come in and they're so well versed in the events of the day that whatever topic, whether it's frivolous or something involving relationships, they're so quick and willing to share their experience. But when it comes to representing men in matters of divorce, there's nobody better. It's a tough time under the best of circumstances because, and I can tell you from my own experience, that there's no way, unless somebody one day publishes a checklist, there's no way you can really prepare for the accumulation of small changes. Even in a divorce where both parties agree life is short, where this is not really working for either one of us, so let's go our separate ways, at that point you still have two adults who are going to be looking out for their own best interests. Doesn't mean you have to have World War III, but you should have somebody representing you to make sure that you sign off on an agreement that you can live with. Somebody that will do that for you. Negotiating that yourself is not only very emotionally risky. I've had to have this conversation with a couple of friends over the years. I said, you really don't meet your spouse unless you divorce them. That's when you really find out who they are. You can be unhappily surprised. Let them deal with that. That's what they're trained and prepared to do. Their number is 819-4800 if you would like to consult with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. There's a nice discount for News Talk listeners as a way of saying thanks for listening. That's 819-4800. Or if you'd like to learn more about them, I urge men, read the testimonials at divorceformenalabama.com. That will really explain and hit home the difference that they can make. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, how about if we run down what's happening at 6?
Does that sound good to you, Joey?
Well, we're going to figure it out as we go along.
You mean you don't have a topic?
Wait, your whole plan today was for you to suck on your thermometer and get a blood pressure device brought in? And
I didn't know about that. That was a surprise.
Okay.
Sort of like an early birthday gift.
Okay. We'll figure it out along the
way. And at 7:30 till 9 tonight, clearing the air with Terry Adams. What's on your list?
We're still working on 9/11. It's pretty complex, I guess.
They're still redacted. Mm-hmm. Pages on there, right?
Pages, yeah. They're also,
I'd love to know who they're protecting. That would be
Saudis. And people within our government.
But why? That's the thing. We gotta get into that some afternoon here. Whoever's being protected by redacted pages by the 9/11 Commission, that needs to be known. I just don't get it. 5:55, our final look at the roads with Mr. Balaki.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic checking out things as we get closer to the 6 o'clock hour, and we still have the hang up at I-65 and I-85. If you're coming up 65 north, merging onto 85 north, you're going to see a couple of mobile homes parked on the left-hand side of the road. One of those has mechanical difficulties, and they are parked there for a little while, so be careful. It is slowing traffic down immensely at that point. The rest of I-85 has cleared up. We don't see any hang-ups for you. We don't see any problems on I-65 as well, and the boulevard is running along really smooth, except the area around Baptist Hospital to the Troy Highway and right around I-85 and the Atlanta Highway. No problems getting into Prattville or Wetumpka this evening. You be careful out there. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect, but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Stay tuned as Joey Clark, 84, and Seth Spotlow discuss the free agency of Bryce Harper. I'll be back in the morning with Emily Hayes, Jay Scott, Andy, and Rich Thomas. You have a great night, and thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchachos.